Beis Shvat, Friday the 3rd of January, Rabbi Yonason Hamilton, Chesed.
Good morning. First of all, a big Yisha Koyach to Dudi and to all the organisers of Torah Way. It's such a big Kiddush Hashem every morning to have Divrei Torah and to get together and learn Barabim. These parishes, it's hard to imagine Shibud Mitzrayim, what it was like. And we all understand that, of course, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking Klal Yisrael out, it wasn't just a physical move, unlocking the shackles, the chains, the vestiges of slavery. It wasn't just a movement from location A to location B. There had to have been chayrus on a different dimension. There had to have been also a psychological and emotional chayrus. It can't be that avodim, that felt inferior, enslaved, what we call a slave mentality, suddenly just came out and there were different people. There had to be mechanisms in place in order to psychologically and emotionally give them some sort of chayrus. I think one of these is the Haftocha that Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, Bris Ben Abasorim, V'yetzu Baruchosh Godol. What was that all about? That Klal Yisrael will go out, there'd be not only Bizas Hayam, but also Bizas Mitzrayim. So the Malbim points out that the reason why Klal Yisrael walked out as multi-millionaires from Mitzrayim was firstly Schar Avoda, all the work that they did all of these years. This was an invoice, this was a receipt for services rendered. In addition to that, this was to restore their sense of self. They're walking out as Avodim, but they're walking out as wealthy people. This changed, this chipped away at that slave mentality. The second mechanism I think that was set in place to change these avodim, change their mentality, was the Korban Pesach. The Kli Yochah asks, why is it that the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem is placed next to Korban Pesach? Why were both of these mitzvahs given? It was Klal Yisrael when Ishtaka by Avodah Zorah. As the Sar Shel Mitzrayim says in Kriyas Yamsuf, Halalu Oivde Avodah Zorah V'Halalu Oivde Avodah Zorah. And the interesting thing is, so Klal Yisrael worshipping the Tle, and the Chodesh of Nisan was the muzzle of the Tle. And for Klal Yisrael to take and to confront this Avodah Zorah and look it in the face, so to speak, and destroy it, Mishchu, they had to drag it through the streets, says the Levush. And the interesting thing is that this destroyed the Avodah Zorah. This was the next step in Chayrus. Even though it was a crushing Shibud, we all know that Klal Yisrael were Memtesh Shari Tumah, broken people. At the beginning, Klal Yisrael didn't know what to do. There was no end. There was no light at the end of the tunnel. And they sat down together in groups in desperation. What do we do? And the Medrash says they decided that they're going to be Oisik and Chesed. And perhaps they'd be Zoyche to Chastei Hashem. Now we all know about Chesed. A thread that's woven through the Torah, the Chashivas of Chesed. Rabbi Simloi, in the Gemara and Soita, Daf Yudalad Amar Beis, says that the Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed. Begins with Chesed, the Hashem is Malibish Arumim, he clothes Adam and Chava, and the end of the Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Kvuras Ameis. Chofetz Chaim has a whole Sefer Avos Chesed. We know that Chesed is an important thing. I just wanted to look behind the scenes. What is the power of Chesed? What makes Chesed work? What are the working parts to Chesed? It's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vov Amud Beis. Shmuel and Avtala, Rashi says that he was a Chayzek Kaychavim, he was a stargazer. They were sitting down together. What exactly they were doing, we're not told. And Avtala says, see that person there. And Shmuel looked, and there was a group of people that were walking past them. He says, see that person over there? He's not going to come back. They're all going to come back together. They were going down to the lake. This person there, he's not going to come back, he's going to die. And Shmuel says the most interesting thing. That if he is a Yid, if he's a Jew, Ein Mazal Yisrael, that's the sugya there, the Gemara is discussing whether Mazal Yisrael or not. If he's a Jew, he's going to come back. And sure enough, Kachava, he came back. And immediately Shmuel and Avtala jumped on him and approached him. And Shmuel asks him, Avtala takes off the backpack, the rucksack that he had on his back, and opens it, and there's a dead snake in there. And Shmuel says to him, "My Avtala, what did you do? What was the zechus that you merited to be saved from this snake?" And he turns around and says, "Interesting you ask. Let me tell you. We were sitting down together, and the minhag amongst our group is that each person takes his food, his sandwiches, his lunch, and puts it together in a common kitty. And that each one of us takes it from there. And it was my turn to go and collect food for the kitty. And I approached one person, and I saw that he was embarrassed. He had no food. So I pretended to take from him, and then I moved on to the next person." Says Shmuel, based on this, tzedakah tatzel mamavis. This act of chesed that you did saved you from this death, this potential death. And the Gemara immediately moves on to another maisa, a famous well-known maisa, with Rabbi Kiva's daughter. Kaldoi, another stargazer, says to Rabbi Kiva, "Your daughter, the day before, on the night of her wedding, is going to die." Okay, imagine the fear, the worry. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Kiva, the great Rabbi Kiva, worried about this. The great Rabbi Kiva, Kol Ma Da'avid Rachman Latav Avid, he was worried about this. And what happened is the daughter of Rabbi Kiva, that night put her hairpin off and put it into the wall. And the pin went through the eye of the snake that was there. And when she took out the hairpin, she discovered a dead snake at the end of the hairpin. And Rabbi Kiva asks her, "What did you do? You must have done something." Intuitively, Rabbi Kiva understood that there must have been something that she did. It must be that he had some sort of a history with this Chayzeh Koychavim, and knew that he was someone who was always right on target. And she says, "It's interesting that you ask. The night before, my chasna, a beggar came in, knocked at the, was milling around by the hall, and I gave him my food. No one else noticed him." And Rabbi Kiva says, "B'schus this, my daughter, you've merited to live." And he told her the story. Tzedakah tatzel mamavis. So it's interesting. What is it exactly about chesed, more than any other mitzvah, that when the opportunity presents itself, lying behind that door is a lifeline? We even see with Yosef. He was in Beis Asurim, and he approaches Sarah Eifim and Sarah Mashkim. "Mepnei ma zoifim pnecha hayom? Why are you looking down?" And it was this act of chesed, if we follow the story through, that was the lifeline for him to eventually be saved. What is it about this mitzvah of chesed, that tzedakah tatzel mamavis? So I just wanted to take a peek behind the scenes and perhaps look at a few makoros that shed some light on what the power of chesed is. This act of chesed that Klal Yisrael intuitively knew, that we're in this crushing shibud. The only way out is for us to get together as groups and to be oisik and chesed, and perhaps we'll be zeicha to Hashem's chesed. So in these parashas of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Golos, what is it about chesed? So we take a look here. Sorry, I don't have so many copies. I'm afraid you're going to have to share. I didn't expect such a large olam. So the first source here discusses the mitzvah of lending money. This is the pasukim kesef talve es ami es ha'oni yemach lo siya lo kenoisha lo zimun alav neshech. So Rashi immediately says In source 2, Kesef Talves Ami, if you lend money, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Shmuel says, Kol im ve'im shebatayra v'shus chutz megimul v'ze'echad mehen. There are certain times, not going into in kan makom laharech now, but there are certain times in the Torah that when it says im, it's not optional if. It's a mitzvah daraisa to lend money. Swiftly moving on to next Rashi. Dava acher, esa'oni, shlotinhoig boi minhag bezoyin bahalvashu ami. Why does it say it's ami? Lend to my people. There's a natural disparity created when it comes to not only lending money, but any act of chesed. I feel that I've lent someone money, you're indebted to me. He feels indebted. Says Rashi, what the Pasuk's telling us is, es ami, he's still my people. Don't act, don't behave with him with bizoyon. Treat him with covet. And it goes the other way as well. The next Rashi says, es ani imach, have a mistakel ba'atzmacha kilu ata'oni. Just listen to this, Rabbi, what's expected of what we imagine as a simple mitzvah of taking out one's checkbook and lending money. And again, any act of chesed. Have a mistakel ba'atzmacha, one has to see themselves, view themselves, kilu ata'oni, as if you're a pauper. In other words, the disparity, one has to view him. The disparity, one has to view him as Amanivchar, as Klal Yisrael, and one has to raise oneself down. What big things are expected, big middas are expected of a person lending money. And finally, Rashi says, Lotiela Kanoisha, Lotit Be'enu Bechazoka, Imata Yodea Shein Loi, Alti Doime Alav Kilo Hilvisoi. Gemara says that one should even cross the street if one sees him coming. Why is it the act of chesed demands big middos here? One has to see themselves as an oni. One has to be machshiv, the person, remember that he's ami, he's a member of Amar Nivchar. And in fact, we're moving on to source 3. Shulchan Aruch says, Sorach liten at tzedakah b'seiv eponim yofas. The person has to give tzedakah with a warmth, with a sense of love, b'simcha v'tuv leivav. One has to empathize with the oni, but sarai madabala b'divrei tanchumim. V'im nasna b'panim zoyefos v'ra'os. If a person gives it with a unkind, with a miserable face, hifsid z'chusay, says the Shulchan Aruch. So what is it about this mitzvah? Why can't it be this dry act of A, handing over to B? So I just wanted to look here at some of the Rishonim. We look here at the Sefer Chinuch, source 4. It says an amazing thing. And we're going to see this borne out in a few of the other Rishonim. Shorish HaMitzvah. Sheratza HaKelios Bruav Mulamodim Umarugolim B'midas HaChesev HaRachamim. Hashem wanted Kalal Yisrael to be developed as people. Not just to do acts of Chesed, but to be Chesedika people. People with Midas of Rachamim. Ki hi midas meshubeches, umatoch hechsher gufen b'midas atoivis. When one is developed, when one's midas are developed with chesed yiruin la kabbalas atoiva, and this is the key here, is that once one is a person who's a chesedika person, then one is prepared for Hashem to bestow upon him chesed. K'mo shemarnu shechalas atoiv, v'abracha lo'ilam al atoiv. We all know that in the physical world there are certain laws, certain rules, certain principles. Law of gravity. Things, if you push something off a roof, it falls down. So too in the world of Ruchnias, Olam HaRuchnias. There are also certain principles and certain laws, a makeup of the world of Ruchni. And one of those rules is that Hashem does chesed to people who act with chesed and are people who are chesed people. Just look here at source 5. So I think Rabbeinu Yona says it very clearly here. Noso in titen loy, it says in the Pasuk, v'lo yeiro lavavcha betitcha loy. Who's harinu bezeh laharachik menafshenu tzoros ha'ayin v'lo yaseinu toiv ha'ayin. Toiv ayin hu yivarech v'lo dayim b'matnas hayad b'levad. Here's the key here. It's not enough just with the act of chesed alone. Kim asher nata b'nafshaseinu midas ha'nadivas. The goal is to develop this middah of nadivas, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that it can't just be this dry act of giving tzedakah, it has to be with simcha, over to Levav, over upon him yofos. And that's the reason why the mitzvah of kesef talveh is ami. One has to be a developed person, that one has to see themselves as an oni, have a mistakel ba'atzmacha kilo ata oni, and one has to see that other person as ami. Because we're not talking about the act itself, we're talking about netiyah b'nafshaseinu midas hanadivas, changing the personality. Okay. Just briefly, we see this idea throughout the Rishonim. So to make mention here of an Orach Chaim, a Chosh of Orach Chaim here. Parshas Re'eh. The Parshas Re'eh, the Dachas. So Klal Yisrael are commanded to destroy the Ene Dachas. There's Klal Shlola Tikpoit, and Teich Rechaiva, and Sarafta Ve'esh. It's Ha'ir, it's Klal Shlola. Destroy totally this city. V'haysat Tel Oilam. It's just going to be a mound. Totally destroy this Ir Nedachas. And one can imagine what went on. People entering the town, swords brandished, totally annihilating the city. Man, woman, and child. And the Pasuk says the most unusual thing at the end. Pasuk Yud Ches. V'nosan lecha rachamim. Hashem says he will give you rachamim v'rechamcha. Says the Orach Chaim. Why does it say Hashem will give you rachamim v'rechamcha and have rachamim on you? What is this? Hashem giving rachamim and Hashem having rachamim on you? Kavanas maima ze'ekan. Lefi shetziva al hir eir anidachas. Shiarga kol ha'ir. Lefi charev afilu behemtam. Says here the Orach Chaim, maisa hazeh, this act of achzarius, yoylid teva achzarius b'leiv ha'adam. Will create, will change the nature of people who might have been tzaddikim. But the fact is, they've been involved in murder. They've tasted toyim tam misa. This will change them. This will create inside them a midah of achzaris. V'nichrasa mehem sheris harachamim v'hayu la'achza. However you slice it, probably not the best expression to use, there's going to be developed inside them a midah of achzarius. And they're going to be cut off from the makor rachamim. Even though they were fulfilling mitzvah Hashem, nevertheless, the act itself changed them as people. I once heard the Chofetz Chaim, someone asked him if they should work in a bank. I'm not sure what the shaila was. But he said, only if you're the person who's giving out the money, not the person who's taking it in. Even though you're just working for the bank and it's not your money, but just the act itself changes the person. The Chinuch says on these parashas Korban Pesach, the Adam Nifal Lefi Maisav, that the actions that we do, the things we're involved in, change us as people. And that's what Orach Chaim is saying here. And therefore, Lezeh Amar Lahem Avtocha, Hashem gave them a special promise, Yiten Lahem Hashem Rachamim. Because the only way that Hashem can give them rachamim in the future is that Hashem has to change their midas. Special bracha here. Hashem is going to give them a midah of rachamim, rewire them, rewire their personality, and then they can be reconnected, and Hashem will give them rachamim again. Now, all of this really was just a hakdama. I always hate that when someone says that in a shir. It's 9 minutes before the end, and they say we've only just begun. But I just wanted to, I didn't have a chance to photocopy this, learn a bit with you, Chofetz Chaim and Avos Chesed. And he discusses here, what is it about this mitzvah, the mitzvah of chesed, that's woven through the Torah, the importance, the chashivas of chesed, that Klal Yisrael, as we said before, knew that the only way out, the only lifeline, was to get together in chaburas and groups and to be Isaac and chesed. That's the way they were going to be zoicha to Yitzias Mitzrayim. How does this work? Says Chofetz Chaim here says in Avas Chesed Perek Shlishi, the Hashem has two hanhogas with the world. One is Midas Adin, and one is Midas Chesed Rachamim. And of course we understand that a person's din is going to be based in Olam Haba, is going to be Asid Lova, is going to be based on his mitzvahs and his averus. But how are these mitzvahs assessed? How are these averus assessed? And the Chofetz Chaim goes here in detail exactly how these averus are assessed and the mitzvahs assessed. He says here, of course, if Hashem sits down bedin, even if we have tremendous zechuyas, a person will be chayiv and based in lamala. Hashem's going to scrutinize every mitzvah. Was the machshava, was the maisa correct? Did one do it kadosa kadin? And even the hidden parts of the mitzvah, says the Chofetz Chaim, the koyach machshava the person has. Almost impossible. It's a tall order to get all the key ingredients to what it really makes a mitzvah to be effective. And even if a person's done tshuva on his averus, if Hashem is looking through the microscope of midas adin, scrutinizing it, of course Hashem is going to find that a person hasn't done his mitzvahs properly. However, if Hashem takes the other track, nevertheless, Hashem's going to find some sort of a zechus. And Hashem's going to behave with a person bechesed. In other words, there's no objective value to a mitzvah. It very much depends upon how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it. Does he look at it b'chesed v'rachamim or b'din? How does one decide how HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at our mitzvahs and our averus? Does Hashem take into every account? Does Hashem look at it b'chesed v'rachamim? It says in the Chofetz Chaim an astonishing thing. U'ma'ata novin. V'hinei be'emes kol adam roitzi shiyisnaig Hashem yisbarachem b'minis ha'chesed v'rachamim. Everyone wants that Hashem's going to deal with him with chesed and with rachamim. But it very much depends on how a person acts. Im darka lisnaig amon Hashem b'minis ha'chesed v'rachamim. If it's the way of a person to treat other people with chesed and rachamim, he arouses midas harachamim, and Hashem has rachamim on him. V'zoicha gam kein. This is the key here. If you get nothing else from this shir, I hope actually you do get a bit more. V'zoicha gam kein shiyisnai gamay Hashem yisparach b'midah hazu b'shashu sarach l'rachamim. The person acts b'chesed harachamim, as we saw before, develops these midas, then Hashem will act with him. Bechesed of a din, bechesed of rachamim, at a time when he needs that rachamim. As it says, kol ha'maracham al ha'briyas, maracham alav min ha'shamayim. And when is that? That's of course, la'osir lovay. And his final, powerful paragraph here, says the Chofetz Chaim, u'ma'ata novin heitev, now we understand. I've just been here through 131 pages, says the Chofetz Chaim, talking about the chashivas of chesed. How it's a thread that's woven through all the parashas of the Torah. Now we understand well. Al ma zeiras Hashem yisparach es ha'odem b'chol ha'Torah lemidazu. Why is it that it was so important for Hashem to push this middah. Because it's known that Hashem is chofetz chesed. And if Hashem wants to act with Klal Yisrael, la'asid lovoy in din, b'chesed v'rachamim. And the only way to do that is that if we act b'chesed v'rachamim. Now we understand these Gemaras that we brought before, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufn and Vavam and the base. What is it about this tzedakah tatzel m'moves? Because when a person acts b'chesed, kol ha'maracham al habriyos, he's tapping into that force, that spiritual principle of kol ha'maracham al habriyos, maracham alav min ha'shamayim. Klal Yisrael needs chesed, these challenging times we're living in. Bez Hashem, the acts of chesed that we do, the ma'aseh tovim that we do, Hashem should look on kindly and treat us on a national level, Klal Yisrael also as individuals, b'chesed v'rachamim.